Members of the Iraqi Governing Council worked through the weekend to resolve differences over a proposed constitution. Today, a Shia member of the council said a deal has been reached with the country's most senior Shia cleric to sign the interim constitution on Monday. This comes after Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani objected to the draft document at the last minute on Friday, prompting the boycott of an elaborate signing ceremony by five of Iraq's 25-member council. The dispute embarrassed the U.S. civil administration in Baghdad and threatens to upset American plans to hand over power to a proposed transitional Iraqi government on July 1st. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Baghdad. Hi, Ivan.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It seems some council members are promising a breakthrough. Where do things actually stand now with resolving these differences over the proposed interim constitution?
Well, some council members are saying everything is still very much up in the air. That's despite this statement from council member Mowafaq al-Rubai, who met with Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani in Najaf today and came out of the meeting saying, we're going to go ahead, we're going to sign this document tomorrow. And also insisting that the Ayatollah does not want to create some kind of a crisis in Baghdad. But that's just what happened on Friday when among the five Shia council members who didn't show up at this signing ceremony, who left everybody, hundreds of people, including Ambassador Paul Bremer and 20 other council members waiting for the ceremony, Rubai was one of the five people who did not show up to sign this document, who was a virtual no-show and didn't give any advance warning of this because of last-minute objections to a document that had been agreed upon 5 days prior. One Kurdish official from one of the groups that's represented on the governing council, I asked him just recently, what does he think about Rubai's statement just now? And he said, I would take anything that this man says with great suspicion.
You were at the governing council secretariat building today. What's the mood like there?
It's grim. Council members still appear to be in shock after Friday's Shia boycott of the signing ceremony, and there's a sense of a betrayal of trust there. 5 days before this aborted signing ceremony, the entire governing council worked until almost dawn to agree unanimously on this interim constitution. They took photos together, they hugged each other, and then abruptly this group of five refused to show up and actually left the council waiting 7 hours without any message for a signing ceremony, which never did take place. So everything's up in the air, and some of the other groups are starting to agitate to make their own changes to this interim constitution. One council member I spoke with today, she said she has no idea if this document will be signed tomorrow.
Briefly, Ivan, what are the governing council members saying about Ayatollah Sistani?
There's a lot of frustration right now. Kurdish groups, they're saying that groups with an Islamist agenda are trying to push through an Islamic-dominated constitution in the future. Two council sources have blamed this on Ayatollah Sistani's son, saying that he is putting words into the reclusive cleric's mouth. And one official with the council, he says that Sistani's meddling in political affairs here in Baghdad is simply getting out of hand. His office is growing more politicized by the day.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.